Sports fans rejoice. You're listening to My Team, My Voice with MTMV Sports.
Yes, go New York, go New York, go. Welcome to another episode of The V Report. It is your girl, Nora Natish, and I am so excited because you know what? You heard that Knicks introduction. My New York Knicks are number 6, and guess what? They are in the playoffs, okay? Okay. I am a proud Knicks fan, you know? We have been in the playoffs since the 2012-2013 season. It's been a long time. But we back in there, man. We're back in there. And it's, oh, my heart feels good. Feels good to say we're back in there. Well, we're going to talk about, of course, some NBA action. We're going to talk about these Knicks for sure, but I'm going to save that. I'm going to save that for a little later. But then we're going to also talk about some NFL stuff and what is going on with the Yankees. So let's just dive in. Oh, basketball fans, it is time for playoffs. Hey, it's playoff time. Hey, it's playoff time. Oh, pause. First, we're going to say happy Mother's Day to all those amazing moms out there. I did not get a chance to tell y'all happy Mother's Day before Mother's Day, but to me, every day is Mother's Day. You supposed to always cherish your mom, so I had to stop and say happy Mother's Day to all the moms, grandmas, aunties, fur baby moms. Yes. All mothering figures, can happy Mother's Day to you guys. You guys are so appreciated. You're so needed and you're so necessary. I always want to make sure I take time to give a special heavenly shout out to my mom, my grandmother, my grandmothers, and my godmother. Shout out to you guys. You guys are the best. Happy Heavenly Mother's Day. Love you guys with all my heart. So we have to definitely start with the Mother's Day, okay? And now, let's get into some basketball. So, it is time for the playoffs. NBA playoffs is one of my favorite times of the year. Actually, I like playoffs for like NBA and NFL, but I'm not talking about NFL right now. I'm talking about NBA. So, ooh, y'all, there was some fire games last night. So let me tell y'all what the current standings are right now. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? You have the 76ers in the number, for the Eastern Conference, sorry. In Eastern Conference, you got the 76ers at the number one seed. Brooklyn Nets is the number two seed. The Milwaukee Bucks, number three. Atlanta Hawks, shout out to them for coming all the way up to the fourth seed. You have the Miami Heat at the fifth seed. At the sixth seed, you have the New York Knicks. And at the seventh seed, you have Boston Celtics. At the eighth seed, you have the Charlotte Hornets. They hung in there, y'all. Hung in there. And then ninth seed, you have the Indiana Pacers. And at 10th, you have the Washington Wizards. Oh, there's so much Wizards news to get to, so wait and see. Okay, in the West, guess what? We have the Utah Jazz as the number one seed. Then we have the Phoenix Suns, the Los Angeles Clippers, the Denver Nuggets, the Portland Trailblazers, the Dallas Mavericks. Then you have in the seventh seed, the Los Angeles Lakers. Number eight, you have Golden State, 9, Memphis Grizzlies, and 10, San Antonio. Man. So, you know, some teams, it has come to an end. It's time to wrap it up. But, you know who doesn't have to go home? You know who doesn't have to wrap it up? You know who doesn't get clowned this year for not making it to the playoffs? Being a franchise, laughing stock, or my New York Knicks. Yes, baby. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So, you know, your girl is litty about that. So, let's gonna talk about a few of these games here, okay? But first, as you know, I'm post. I want to talk about my favorite player, my dude, Mr. Russell Westbrook. Okay, Russ. Can you stop making me a proud auntie, please? I'm not trying to be old. I'm really not. Also, you guys missed her birthday. I'm shouting you again my birthday. But, yeah, he making me a proud old auntie because now Russell Westbrook has now is in the history for the most triple-doubles, 182 triple-doubles. My goodness. Every time people clown you, that's when you gotta shut them up by bringing out some facts. He said, you know what? He said, I'm all about stats. I'm not about my team. But you know what? The Wizards been doing a lot better since, you know, they got in the flow. They definitely did better Monday night. Now today, well now y'all know, of course, on a Wednesday because, you know, I guess the wild point of Wednesday than me. But they didn't win this game against the Hawks this Wednesday, but they actually put up a good fight. But the Wizards actually, before the Hawks game, were on a three-game winning streak. A two-game winning streak. But, you know, they had some tough games. They actually made some comebacks. So, I had to shout out my favorite player, Russell Westbrook, and let him know what it is. Shout out to you, bro, for doing what you got to do and keep shutting up these haters. You and your wife keep standing up and saying he's fighting for you. I just love his wife. Okay. So let's talk about the Wizards real quick. Yes, the Wizards did fall to the Hawks for one of these games, 116 to 120. They also play the Hawks on Monday, May 5th, May 10th. Wow. May 10th. And they fell to the Hawks 124 to 125. And Wednesday's game, our leaders are Russell Westbrook, had 34 points, shot 12 for 28 from the field. Trae Young, he's back and he's in action, guys. He's had 33 points, shot 12 for 25 from the field. You have Alan Len from Washington with 10 rebounds, and Clint Capella had 11 rebounds, and Russell Westbrook had 15 assists tonight, and Trae Young had 9. This game was a nail biter, especially if I was a Washington Wizards fan, because the game could win either way. Yes, the Hawks came out swinging, but in the first quarter, but the second, the Wizards definitely made a comeback and kind of evened out the game. Third quarter, the Wizards led third quarter, and they led to the fourth. However, in the fourth, they were not able to keep that momentum, and the Hawks came and snuck it with a 4-point victory over them. So I'm gonna get to the next game because, oh, guys, it's crazy. It's just really crazy that basketball is coming to an end. Not forever, of course, because that would be insanity. But coming to an end, slowly but surely. Now, the Spurs, they fell to the Nets 116 to 128. Let's look into that game real quick. We have DeMar DeRozan with 21 points, shot 9 for 14 from the field. You have Landry. He has 21 points, shot 7 from 9, 9 from the field. DeJounte Murray. I know I'm saying that boy's name wrong, but I'm sorry. He had 11 rebounds. Bruce Brown, he had 11 rebounds. And let's get DeMar DeRozan. He had 5 assists. And James Harden has 11. You already know James Harden going to be on that leading board, okay? But no, by any means, that's why he's going to be on that leading board. This game also, the Nets came out just guns blazing in the first quarter. They slowed things up. The Spurs got up on them. And then the third quarter, the Nets continued to create a lead. And in the fourth, the Spurs just couldn't hang in there long enough to beat the Nets when they fell to the Nets 116 to 128. The Celtics fell to the Cavs. Poor Celtics. As we all know, we want to definitely keep Jalen Brown in our prayer. I know he's supposed to pitch saying he's good, but he's out for the rest of the season because of his, I believe, a wrist injury. But he's supposed to pitch saying he's doing better. So shout out to him for doing better. But we want to keep that young man in prayers. Hopefully you get better faster. But Jason Tatum, he had 29 points, shot 11 out of 26 from the field.
Kevin Love had 30 points and shot 10 and 16 from the field. Jason Tatum had eight rebounds. Kevin Love had 14. And Peyton Pritchard had 3 assists. And Colin Sexton had 8. So, I can't even do this, y'all. Reason why your girl couldn't record on Wednesday morning like she usually do. I lied. Tuesday morning like she usually do is because she was asleep. She was tired. She was exhausted from a very long semester of her MBA program, which she has completed. I've got my MBA over the weekend. Okay, congratulations to me. Claps all around to me. So I was very, very excited about that. And I told myself I was going to take it easy this week because it's the first week that I'm not bombarded with work. And that feels great. At my job, things are a little bit light right now. That feels great. Even though COVID's still here, still is okay. My job's a little light right now. As you guys know, haven't been on the MTMV show because I was taking care of my personal business. So I haven't had that this week. I have been real cool all week. And honestly, I woke up this morning. I didn't realize I had to go in the office this morning until a little bit late. So that's why your girl's bringing you this podcast on Thursday. You know she'll come on Wednesdays, but you know, things happen. But also, last night, I was up late watching that Lakers and Knicks game. Y'all, I'm not even going to go on. No, I'm going to go on this ledge. I'm going to stand there proud like I'm on the Titanic. That could possibly... Ooh, it's wild to say. It's going to be wild, Not this year. Maybe next year. NBA Finals. Yeah, I won that ledge. I'm on that ledge heavy. I'm on this ledge. Hoping for the best. Prepare for the worst. But this game was... Oh, it was good. This was a good game. Now, Knicks had some... RJ Barrett. I love you, RJ Barrett. You know that because you brought hope back. You brought hope back. However, that was a pathetic game against the Lakers. I was not here for that. But I am going to do something that Nora does not like to do. Is apologize. All right here, right now. I want to apologize to Jalen Rose. You are a star. And this is what I wanted from you from before. But you know what? I'll take it now. I understand you couldn't give us your best when we weren't giving you enough. But you, Jalen Rose, have earned my respect back. No, you don't care. But I care. I think I might get a Rose jersey. It's possible. It could happen. But it felt good to see Jalen Rose this season play like the Jalen Rose from Chicago. And young dog, he's back. Love it. Maybe the dreads changed him. I love it. So I apologize for being so critical to you for so long. And it's only because I went to the game in 2000. I think I was 16. Yeah, I thought I was right. Or 17. One or two. And I was in Philly. I'm already in Philly. And my homegirl got us like floor tickets. And when I saw Jalen Rose just not show up, I was like, yo, what? And I got tight and then no one knew where he was. There was no explanation. He just like, oh yeah, now I'm back. I was like, no, I came all the way to Philly. I ain't going that far. But I went all the way to Philly. And you weren't there. Just like when I saw Melo just give up, I was like, what is this? I was disgusted. Disgusted. I was even more pissed because I was sitting next to people that were 76ers fans who were just the coolest people, but they were destroying me when that game ended. Yeah, I made him drinks afterwards, but they were destroying me during, and it was terrible. That's your fault. There it goes. And come on with me. Fuck it, that goes. I'm letting it go. This is the type of Taylor Brown. Anyway, oh, Julius Randle. You just make my body shake. I'm so happy to have you on our team. Knicks, I swear to goodness, you all better not let that boy go. Do not let that man go. Pay him what he asked for. Pay it and double it. Double it. But yeah, let me read y'all the leaderboard. So Jalen Rose, wow. Julius Randle, he had 31 points, shot 11 from 26 from the field. Kyle Kuzma had 23 points, shot 9 from 17 from the field. Julius Randle led in rebounds as well with 8 rebounds. Andre Drummond had 18 rebounds. Andre Drummond was doing the work, okay. Derrick Rose, he had 6 assists, and Talen Horton Tucker had 10. Man, also, AD's is out to this game tonight because he's roughing with them Knicks. You don't understand. Can't be roughing with the Knicks. But, because beyond those who know the 90s Knicks, you know you can't rough with the Knicks. Okay? But hey, hopefully he gets it again. I hope he does get better and everything goes well there. And he probably be fine. He's ready for playoffs, I think. Anyway. But okay. Knicks came out on the first quarter, put up 25 easy. Lakers only put up 24. Then the Knicks and Lakers both put up 31 points in the second quarter. In the third quarter, Knicks put up 20. Lakers put up 18. In the fourth quarter, Knicks put up 15. Lakers put up 18 with, oh my goodness, with a 3 to tie up the game. And guess what, y'all? I don't know about you guys, but I love overtime. I just personally do. I get too excited about overtime. And then the Knicks, they go into overtime, where the Knicks did not capitalize well. And also, you know, just painful stuff happened. You know, painful stuff happens. So you just got to let it be. The last second, three-pointer to tie up the game, to put the Lakers up by one, about up by two. And that was it, bro. That was it. I thought up by three. That was dumb. Up by three to make it 101-99. Yeah, when I saw that, the Knicks play hard. They played hard, and I got to respect that. Because Lakers, that is a, you know, that's a rough, that could be a rough game. Because Lakers ain't no punks, y'all. Yeah, they dropped the 7 because, you know, LeBron, AD had most of them games. But Kyle Kuzma, Andre Drummond and them, they haven't been, they ain't no sissies, man. They out here playing. So, you gotta give props for due. I have to. But, man, that was a game last night. Well, for y'all, Tuesday night. That was a good game. That was one of those games that you sit at the edge of your bed, edge of your couch, edge of your chair, just holding your breath. That's a game, okay? But I'm just so proud of your Knicks fan right now. I told my brother actually yesterday, I said, yo, the Knicks go to the Eastern Conference. And yeah, y'all gonna hate on it, but it's okay. Yo, I'm going to New York. I'm gonna figure out a way to get a ticket. It might be wild, and y'all, I will let y'all know how wild it is. But I'm gonna get to New York. I'm gonna get to New York and get a ticket in the Garden. It might be the old DC, but I'm gonna get that ticket and be a banana. But at least game, if we go to game 7, going to the game, no, I'm bugging. I can't go to game 7. That's too much pressure. But yeah, I'm telling y'all. Our victory right now, Knicks fans, we are in the playoffs, okay? That is beautiful. Now, for the haters out there, y'all are nasty. Y'all say they're going to get bumped in the first round. Y'all all can shut up. See, I'm keeping my language together. Y'all can all shut up because y'all don't know nothing. But if the Knicks get the second round, I think some people need to send us some apologies. And every time I see Stephen A. Smith's videos or his excitement about the Knicks, he understands, he embodies who I am right at that moment. That's exactly how I feel every single time. But okay, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we will be right back. Oh, Everybody, welcome back. Again, if you are somebody trying to start your own podcast, all you need to do is download that Anchor app. And where you get the Anchor app? You go in your app store. Yes, even Androids, you too. Go in your app store and put in Anchor, download the app, and then you get to make your own podcast. It doesn't get any easier than that. Actually, it does, because guess what? Anchor is free 99, y'all. So free. So you get to make your podcast and publish it for free. And all you got to do is just download the app. I'm telling you guys, no, it's a no-brainer. So if you are somebody who wants to make a podcast, go on to Anchor, download that app, or you put on your computer, download to your computer and start recording and make those podcast dreams a reality. So in NFL news, the NFL schedules are out. So now I love how creative the NFL has been this year so far, because they definitely got creative how they dropped these schedules. And I'm not going to go through all 32 teams, but you know which team I'm going to start with. I am going to talk about who, the what, the New York Football Giants. Because guess who we play game one? We play the Denver Broncos in New York. Then we will play the Washington football team, because they still don't have a name, sad, in Maryland. And then we'll play the Falcons in New York. Actually, I don't do all that. But the Falcons, then the Giants play the Saints. The Cowboys, October 10th, so you know that's going to be a big game, especially in Dallas. And then you're going to have the Giants versus the Rams, October 17th, October 24th. You'll have the Panthers versus the Giants, November 1st. Giants versus the Chiefs. What can I get? Why? Anyway, the 7th, you'll have the Raiders versus the Giants. The 21st, Giants versus the Bucks. And the 28th, my mom's birthday, you'll have the Giants versus the Eagles in New York. On December 5th, you have the Giants versus the Dolphins. December 9th, Dallas versus the Giants at MetLife. Big game and cold game. They'll have on the 12th, you have the New York Giants versus the Chargers on the day after Christmas. We're going to Philly playing the Eagles. And January 9th, our last game in the regular season, you have the Giants versus Washington in MetLife. So you guys can all get your teams on definitely ESPN or NFL.com, and you found what your team is playing. Guys, they are having, of course, and gals, they will be having fans in the arena. So if you try and get your ticket, I would say get them tickets now or early as possible. Because it is getting crazy out there. Whatever's going outside, it's becoming a bigger and bigger mess. So make sure if you're going to make some moves, do it now. Do it now. But we're still waiting to see where will Aaron Rodgers go. I will be disgusted if he goes to the Broncos, because we play the Broncos first. And that would be trash. Also, I don't know about you guys, if you guys have been paying attention to what's going on here. Mr. Myles Garrett, you know, my boo thing in my head, he has been doing his workouts on Instagram that are literally like gladiator stuff. I'm sitting here, I don't know what he's doing, but all I know is everything he's doing, every muscle is contracting while doing it. And I am just like, ouch. I just feel my body hurting. My body's just like, yep, crack, crack, crack. Also, laugh real quick. I will be rooting for the Buccaneers during their first game, because they're playing the Cowboys. So, yeah, I'm going for the Bucs for that game for sure. I'm going to be going with Brady. Going with Brady. Brady must also repeat. Let's see how this goes. Let's see how that goes, because, you know, it could happen. It can happen. And Brady will be also, there's some more Brady news, he'll be back in Foxborough for week 4 when they play the Pats. I can't wait, because, you know, I believe in my boo and Cam Newton. I believe Cam will be able to lead his team. Mac Jones, you know, ain't no hate towards you, boo, but I gotta go with my people. My man Cam, he'll be my man. So I gotta go with my man. And I think he got this. Now, if Cam is playing like Cam from last year, or Cam doesn't care, or disordinate, messed up Cam, delirious Cam, oh, Mac Jones gonna be up in their day too. Okay, I'll keep it real with you. But I just want to know where Aaron's gonna go. I really want to know, because Aaron Rodgers retires, I'm gonna be a very sad person. Very sad person. And also, if you guys want like a quick laugh, go on ESPN.com or on your ESPN app, you'll see Peyton Manning pretty much drop the Broncos schedule, and it's pretty comical. So while I'm sitting here talking about football, which you know I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait for spring training, for preseason. I just love everything about football. But you know what else I like? I like football to be you know, trimmed and cut and ready to go, right? Don't y'all? Don't you like your football to be always ready and on time? You don't want it late, right? You don't want it messy. You want nice and good. But you know what that reminds me? This podcast, The V-Report, is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Mm-hmm. Manscaped offers precious engineered tools for your family jewels. Yes, men. Okay? They obsess over their technology developing to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. Uh-huh. They ain't gonna make y'all get crazy. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Join the movement for all your below-the-waist grooming needs. Okay? So, y'all, it is important that you young men, old men, middle-aged men, whatever, don't care, to get your life together. Okay? And there's no way, there's only one way that's easy to do it. With Manscaped. Manscaped got you. You want to know they got you? You want to know why Manscaped is so popping? Because of this electric trimmer they have. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest hair trimmer ever created. The Lawnmower 3.0. Mm-hmm. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, y'all. So you could take it. You can take a longer shave. If you need 90 minutes to shave, we have a new problem. And I'm just going to pray for you, because I don't know what to do with you at that point. Also, the technology is waterproof. It allows you to groom in the shower. So that means, well, that's not a smart thing to do. But, you know, you can take care of business and clean out your shower drain. Or if you got an apartment, don't care, let it go down the drain. Okay? As one of the coolest features is an LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. So that means I don't understand why you guys have no questions, because you can get it all up in there and get it clean. Okay, make sure you better do that. And after you finish all that trimming and stuff, don't forget that you need to look at Manscaped for their shower gels and things to clean you up and make you smell good, feel soft and smooth. Because if you're going to do all that trimming and getting your light that hair down there, don't you want to feel, you know, sexy afterwards? Put some, you know, some of the Manscaped shower wash. I won't call it shower gel. Put some of that shower gel on you and be so cleaned up so you can be smooth, smelling good, and ready to go. And the one thing Manscaped wants you to know, you better trim that junk. And what I'm going to say, before you get dumped, because it is summertime and nobody wants somebody who ain't together down there. Especially not no summertime, because it's hot boy, hot girl summer. So you know you need to come to correct. And the best way to come correct is by going to Manscaped. And guess what? Your girl's not going to have y'all here crazy, because she's going to give you that 20% off and free shipping. What? 20% off and free shipping? Yes, that's what I said. 20% off and free shipping. And you wonder how you do that? All you got to do is use that code MTMV at Manscaped.com. That's it. When you checking out. So you already done your shopping. And if you're like me, you will put, like I do all the time, I'll put like 15 things in the cart. Second I see that shipping $5, I ain't want nothing there anymore. And that's just, you know, just stupid stuff. But I took care of that. You got free shipping with that MTMV code. So before you check out, make sure you put MTMV in your promo section and you will get 20% off your whole order and free shipping. That's 20% off for anything, y'all. That means if you just get the shower gel, which is $8, guess what? You get 20% off $8 and free shipping. You can't beat it. You can't beat it. Better than all them Bath and Body Works prices. Sure, it's even better than Dove at Target. So, I'm going to let y'all know. Hound down at Manscaped and let you take care of knees. Get yourself together because you want to be together, okay? And our last thing we're going to talk about is some baseball. Because you know what? My Yankees are doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it and doing it. Wow. Yes, they are. Okay, my Yankees are back, and I'm excited about it. Shout out to my Yankees. Of course, like I know y'all know how I feel about Giancarlo Stanton. My shit, my boo. Giancarlo Stanton. Yes, yes. So far for the month of May, Yankees are doing the thing. Y'all. I'm scared. Doing the thing. So they actually beat the Tampa Bay Rays last night 1-2-0. And then night before that, I'm sorry, yeah, two. Yeah, right. Night before that, they beat the Rays 3-1. And then they went 2-3 win over the Nationals. They beat the Nationals twice. Nationals beat them once. And a really rough one last Friday, 11-4. And then Saturday, the Yankees won 4-3. And the Yankees beat the Nationals 3-2. I will say what I've been observing, because again, this is not a baseball podcast. I am not a baseball expert. I will bring back on JT, MVP JT, so he can talk to y'all about some baseball, because your girl is not that expert. But I have been noticing that the Yankees are really struggling in the hitting department. They're struggling. But Big Stallion Aaron Judge definitely crushed one today. But we need more of that happening on a daily basis, especially when we want to win more games. Okay? And Chapman, man, I don't know about it, I'm saying right now, Chapman's arms are ridiculous. Like, they're just ridiculous. I saw that this video of him on Instagram. Yes, I'm about to share random stuff. And I just saw all these tats. I'm a girl who loves tats. I love a guy with tats. So I saw all these tattoos. His arm was like the size of like my leg. And don't play with me. Yes, it was the size of his arm's that big. And don't play with me. My leg's not that big. Whatever. But yeah. So I think the Yankees definitely gonna have to do, you know, continue to work on the hits a little bit, because that's been really their downfall lately, what I've been seeing. But let me just, you know, let me just love my boo real quick, Giancarlo. Because Giancarlo, you know, he had a few games recently that have been a little bit lacking. Shout out to Aaron Judge, you know, being consistent. I need my baby to be consistent. But if I'm wearing that jersey, proud, be consistent, Aaron, be consistent. But Giancarlo, he was crushing it while I was on, going through finals week. Because, yes, y'all, last week was finals week. I'll get to that in a minute. So I proud, my boo. You know, he did go, boo. You did go. So Yankees, love it, love it, love it. Yankees are back in action. When? They'll be back in action today. After y'all listen. Okay. After y'all listen, y'all catch the Yankees versus the Rays at 7:10 p.m. And you also catch them on Friday when they face the Orioles. The Orioles circuit is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you are a Yankees fan like me, you're going to definitely want to catch the Yankees this weekend. If you are in the Baltimore area, the Orioles are home. So you can definitely catch that game. Wear your blue fitted crowd. But be safe. Okay. So I am doing this new thing called Spotlight of the Week. Spotlight of the Week. I'm giving you a spotlight for the week. Okay? So, Spotlight of the Week is going to be a segment where I'm just going to talk and love on somebody randomly that I saw doing amazing things in the community. As you guys know, I own a foundation. Yeah, shout out to me. And my foundation is called the VL Foundation, and we work with children who have either lost or have been abandoned by their parents. And I am very proud of the work we are doing. Our three scholarships are all due May 28th by 11:59 p.m. So if you guys know any high school senior with a GPA of 3.0 and up, send them to my foundation website, which is www.thevlfoundation.org, and they can apply under the scholarship segment to those three scholarships. One's a $1,000 scholarship, and then two of them are two book scholarships of $500 a piece. If you went to college, you know every little bit counts. So you definitely want to make sure that if you need some book money, go on and get that book money, because as of May 28th, it's gone, honey. So make sure you put the application in, because your girl here and my team are the ones that are reading it. So I just had to let you guys know that first, because that's important. So my spotlight of the week is going to go to the amazing, I'm going to say the words that you would say, but strong, passionate, loving Vanessa Bryant. The reason why I picked Vanessa Bryant as my spotlight of the week, because it was Mother's Day weekend, and I know that it is painful. It's already painful to lose your husband, but it's even more painful to lose your child. So, I always just pray for Vanessa Bryant. I love the fact she has great friends, but she also launched the Mambacita clothing, sweatpants, like a sweatpants, sweatshirt line. And I just love that. I love it, love it, love it, love it. It's a collab with I think it's called Danijo. There right now you can pre-order the sweatpants, sweatshirt. I'm seeing now. A lot of the stuff is sold out. It was amazing seeing people wearing them. Actually, never mind. You only pre-ordered the hoodie at this point, because people bought all this stuff out. Good for them. Good, good. Because all of this is going to Gigi Bryant's foundation. And my goodness. And that's I'm gonna butcher this, but I really want to get it right. The Mambacita Sports Foundation, which is also on Instagram at Mambacita Sports, where you guys can. It's a charity organization that Kobe and is gonna represent for Kobe and Gigi legacy. So I think that's. This is amazing. When I saw her that she did this, I was blown away. And I think it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. And I just want to make her my spotlight, because I just love seeing people, one, that went through such pain, channel that pain to continue to try to live in joy and bring better joy to others. And that's what foundations are about. They're about healing. They're about helping our community. So that's why she's my spotlight for this week. And a little bonus spotlight, I gotta give it to Sierra. Sierra and Russell Wilson, these two people, like, when I tell y'all black magic, black, and I don't, now, for the good jokes, let me make sure I make this clear, not the bad black, like black people magic, black woman magic, black man magic, okay, just beautiful black people doing beautiful black things. I love it, love it, love it. One, Sierra's like the best friend ever to Vanessa. Like, Sierra and Lala are like aspirations of what a friend should be. I'm going to put that out there right now. It's not pop culture podcast yet, but I want to say that. But those two have been rock stars just in the community, making changes. Sierra went from just the girls doing the goodies. I remember Sierra came out with goodies. I still remember that summer because I learned to dance. So she went from doing goodies to now owning things, a wife, amazing mother, great, great best friend. And I just had to definitely shout them out too. But this is Vanessa Bryant week. Shout out to her. And I'm going to definitely donate to the Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation. And just because it's needed and it's necessary. So that is the end of my spotlight of the week. So that's the end of that segment. So thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of The View Report. Yes, your girl has mastered it. I have my master's in a business administration and a concentration in general management and, because double, huh, and international business. So I'm very, very excited to see where that takes me as well. Shout out to the whole class of 2021. My niece is actually graduating from high school very soon. I know someone that just graduated from college. My homegirl, she just graduated and got her master's degree. My other homegirl is getting her her doctorate. She she's in medical school, so not even doctorate. Her MD. Other homegirl, she just got her became an RN. Oh, because my friends be doing it. So. Also, my little amazing nephew will be going to his eighth grade moving up ceremonies and be going to high school. I shout out everything. My little baby, my baby godson, is going from kindergarten to first grade. So I guess I think it's a kindergarten graduation. I think that's a thing still. He's doing that. And my beautiful niece is going from preschool to kindergarten. Ah! So there's a lot of forward movements going on. And I'm excited. I'm very proud of my family. Very proud of all the graduates. Shout out to us getting through this COVID, starting school and lit and going through COVID and getting out. So shout out to all of us. My amazing cousin is going into her final year of college at Spelman. My other amazing cousin, she's going into her second year of grad school. Y'all, just, you know, what I want to say to end everything, you gotta live life and live it up, because man, there's so much bad out here, so much negative stuff out here. Just enjoy the little things. Enjoy your favorite TV show coming on TV. Enjoy that random phone call from that person that doesn't talk to you, but, you know, brought you some, like, laughs that night, okay? Or whatever they brought you that night. Let's just enjoy it. I think it's enjoy life. And as long as you're, you know, being kind to others and respectful, then the world is your oyster and just have fun in it. Have fun. So, that's how I'm going to end my segment today. Again, we are still part of team hashtag wear a mask, which goes from nose to chin. This podcast is connected to that. And we still social distance, please social distance. And I know it's like you hear a million different things. Trust your girl here with this. Make sure that you continue social distance and be smart. I love being outside too, y'all. I love partying. I love being around people. I love Festival Mommy before COVID killed it, but I get it. Oh, trust me, I get it. But make sure you take care of yourself, not just for you, but for those that are around you. It's very, very important that you do that. So until next time, guys, you guys stay blessed, stay happy, and enjoy your lives. Bye.